And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, churches across America are turning nativity scenes into political theater and blasphemy at the same time. A Catholic church in Massachusetts, well, they've replaced the baby Jesus with a sign reading "Ice was here." While another Catholic church in Illinois went even further than that. They're depicting the baby Jesus in zip ties being detained by ICE with Mary wearing a gas mask. I mean, using Christ to score political points against immigration policies that you don't like? That's not being creative. That's being heretical. And in the state of Missouri, State Senator Joe Nicola has tackled gender ideology in schools, and he's done it head-on with a bill that would ban teachers from helping students transition to the opposite sex, even if one of the parents approves. The bill requires principals to notify parents within 72 hours if a student requests help with a social transition, and it mandates termination proceedings for educators caught grooming children. Meanwhile, in Colorado, school districts have just reached a settlement with a state athletic association, allowing them to reserve female sports and locker rooms for actual females. In Australia, they become the first nation to ban children under 16 from social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. That starts tomorrow. Platforms that fail to comply face fines up to $49.5 million. And the catch? Other platforms like Discord, Roblox, and Steam, they're getting exemptions. But they're the very platform where predators routinely groom children. And a Canadian country music star is calling for even tougher action after a 17-year-old Calgary boy used AI to create deep fake pornography of female classmates. The victims are now in drama counseling, and the country music star Paul Brandt says the boy may face nothing more than house arrest or conditional discharge because Canada's Supreme Court struck down mandatory minimum sentences for child sexual abuse material. And the European Union, they hit Elon Musk and X with a $140 million fine last week, claiming the platform deceives users by allowing anyone to obtain verified status without meaningful verification. Vice President J.D. Vance fired back, saying the EU should be supporting free speech, not attacking American companies. And Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, called it an attack on all American tech platforms and the American people by foreign governments. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposed an AI bill of rights to protect Americans from both foreign and domestic tech overreach. The proposal prohibits Chinese AI tools, bans AI therapy, provides parental controls, and blocks taxpayer subsidies for big tech data centers. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.